From National Public Radio and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. We're listening to the evocative tone poem Scheherazade, written by the composer many think was the greatest orchestrator of all time, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. No matter what he was writing, he invariably seemed to find the perfect combinations of instruments to bring his musical ideas to life. And Rimsky-Korsakov's orchestral brilliance had a lasting influence among composers who followed his example. One of them might be called the Italian Rimsky, Ottorino Respighi. This is Respighi's blockbuster, The Fountains of Rome, a piece that might be heard as a kind of orchestral travelogue. Respighi spent a brief time in Russia in 1901 and 02, and while he was there, he actually studied, even more briefly, with Rimsky-Korsakov. Apparently, Respighi had only a few lessons with Rimsky, but later said the experience influenced him profoundly. And as it happens, Respighi and Rimsky-Korsakov have more in common than just their brief contact and a genius for large-scale symphonic extravaganzas. Both also wrote a number of fine operas that rarely get the attention they deserve. One of Respighi's most ambitious forays into opera came with a score that was left unheard and basically unknown for nearly 90 years. It's called Marie Victoire, a sweeping historical drama set during the French Revolution and sparked by violence, politics, and passion. On this edition of World of Opera, Respighi's lushly beautiful yet seldom heard drama Marie Victoire comes to us from the German Opera in Berlin. The stars are the dynamic young American soprano Takesha Meche Kizart in the title role, with baritone Marcus Bruck and tenor Hermann Villar as the two men who love her. The production is led by conductor Mikhail Yurovsky.